the riots on Radio U. I think this is the first time.
I don't think we've ever talked to them before.
I don't think we have either.
Not like in a riot interview setting.
I'm talking about Fallstar. Chris is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
How are you doing today?
Oh, good.
Good.
It's been a great morning.
Good.
So, Chris, we haven't talked before, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, so...
I don't think so. Yeah.
All right, well, then let's just start at the beginning. You know, tell us about you. When you're not Fallstarring, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Right, music? I don't know. I think that counts as Fallstarring.
It does
though.
Fall it does. Under that category, but we'll still accept it. You know, that's still a good answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I live in Portland with my wife and my kid, who's like a year and a half, and then I have a wolf dog. And
wait, pause.
Ooh.
Pause.
Yeah.
For those of us that don't know, could you explain what a wolf dog is?
He's just a hybrid, so he's a little bit German Shepherd, a little bit Malamute, and then wolf. So he looks wolfy,
aww.
But he's like, I mean, I think wolves are probably nice creatures, but he's like super sweet and he's enormous.
And you said part Malamute, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. See, I've been thinking about getting one of those. So maybe this is confirmation.
You got to put in your time.
Sure.
Like, if you're good during the puppy phase,
yeah.
The adult life is just wonderful.
Well, see, I had a
mastiff. But they can be pretty crazy.
See, I had a mastiff, so I'm familiar with, like, the big dogs. You got to, like you said, put in the time when they're young enough, and then they'll be fantastic the rest of their life, so...
Yeah.
Aw, cute.
Now, when you guys talk about putting in time
you don't
with
have
the puppy
dogs, you
stage,
don't know.
What does that even mean?
You gotta make sure they're trained. You gotta train them up.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta, like, love them. Like I fed him, like, from hand for his first maybe 4 months. So, like, he would trust me. So I didn't, like, give him a bowl. Like, I fed him by scoop for, like, every handful. And then I would just go on lots of walks with him, like, off-leash.
Yeah.
And just, like, kind of trust that he'll come back to me. And so just all these kind of different things you do to build trust,
man,
with your dog. And I don't know, there's a bunch of research I did online just to try and figure out good ways to build a good bond with your dog.
Mm-hmm. So
I was like, I don't want to mess this up. I'm going to have this dog for like 12 years. So
you
got to be good about it.
You treat your puppy better than you're treating anybody else in your life at that time for a couple of months,
yeah,
and then they'll be good.
Yeah.
Man, it feels like dating advice, kind of.
I know, doesn't it? Except for the, like, hand feeding, that's weird. That won't go well.
You know, you feed them popcorn from your hand.
Okay,
you take
well,
them on
that.
Lots of walks.
But nothing more than that.
You know, you just spend a lot of time with them. Okay, well, this is Chris from Fallstar. This guy knows about dogs, but he's married, so sorry, ladies. Too bad. So, Chris, you like to write music. You've got a wolf dog, which is amazing. Is Portland as weird? Do you think it's as weird as everybody says it is?
Well, it is. If you watch Portlandia,
yeah,
like I
do.
I watch it and I hate it because I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is
it's
all
true.
There. Like,
yeah.
It's true. But, like, it's such a cool town. Like, I've traveled all over the U.S. and it's still my favorite place other than Maui. But, like,
well,
I will always live here. Like, I won't move anywhere else.
Okay. Well, see, I've got lots of family from Oregon, so I spent lots of time in Portland and in Eugene and, like, that end of the state and stuff. And, like, I like Portland, but I appreciate Portlandia because I feel like someone should make a little fun of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all deserved.
Oh. So, man, talk to us about Fallstar. Again, it's the first time we've ever talked, so why don't you give us a little background for people that don't know. Like, how long have you guys been together? How did you get together? When are you breaking up? Stuff like that.
All the basics, right? Maybe not the last part. You can ignore that,
well,
Chris.
Well, whatever. Okay.
No, I can answer that.
Okay,
totally
good.
So, I started the band when I was 18.
Okay.
You're
so 19
I'm 30 now. So we've been together for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through 16 or 17 different members.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm the one who's been around the longest. And then my brother Brian joined maybe 3 years in. So we've played a lot of shows. We've done the tour grind for a very long time.
Yeah.
We put out an album with Come and Live. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah,
yeah, we are.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we did our second album with Come and Live. And then our third album, we got signed to Facedown Records. And that was Backdraft. And so from there, we released our fourth album, my favorite, Future Golden Age, And we crowdfunded that on our own.
Right on.
So we did everything we wanted with it. Put a ton of 16 tracks on the album. So
that's a lot.
And, this guy's proud of it.
Yeah, it's
outside,
a lot.
Outside I mean, of a hip-hop group, that's a lot for...
Wait, did you hear what he just said?
What was it?
You wrote 43 songs for it?
Yep. Yeah. Like, all I do is
right.
I come home after working, and I just
all
write
right,
music
Chris,
every single day.
That's amazing, because, yeah, you're telling the truth, and that's what you like to do on your free time.
Yeah, it's what I love.
I wish I liked doing something productive and artful like that
know,
in my free time.
I know. It's we
it
all
makes
can't
me,
have,
I'm jealous.
You know what? We all can't have the same talent because then this is Chris's talent. You
yeah,
know, and we have
okay.
our own thing
and like someone has to be part of the retail like a consumer.
Sure, you have to be a shopper. Or
someone has to be a consumer.
A gamer. We all
dang
have
it.
Our things.
Dang it.
Yes.
I mean, I'll say this for anyone who's like just starting writing music. Like, I started writing songs when I was like 15, and they're awful, of course, but I love the Macklemore line where he's like, the grapes weren't great because at birth they could paint, but
mm-hmm.
the grapes were great because they paint a lot. And so, like, I just write constantly, and at some point, you, like, figure out how to structure and, like, what progressions work. And then, I don't know if I was, like, naturally good at it, but I think it just kind of happened just because of the hours.
Because you put in the time to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll still
but I actually recently took a break.
Mm-hmm.
I was so OC. I felt like it was too much. Like, I couldn't exist without going home and writing every night. So I took a break for the last 3 months, and I started playing a video game. And it's been awesome.
Wait, now, Chris,
so
now you're in the game with
now
us.
Now you know
right?
what
now
I do.
You're here.
I go home and play video games. That's what I want to do.
So good.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like now we've connected even
now
more.
Now we got it.
Yeah,
now we got
yeah
it.
That's what
all
we
right.
like to hear.
So this is Chris from Fallstar. Chris,
mm-hmm.
it's been really good just taking some time to get to know you, man.
Yeah, yeah, you too.
So anything right on the horizon from Fallstar that we need to know about?
Yep. So as I was saying, I played that video game for a while, and I think I'm good now. So
okay, you're back to writing.
A couple weeks ago, I started back up. I stopped recording on my computer with all my demos and stuff, but I still was like, most of my songs, the writing process begins on the voice memo app on my phone.
Sure.
So I'll just like sing different guitar parts or vocal melodies. So I just brought a bunch of stuff off my voice memos and started putting them into demos again. Before I took my little break, I had like 10 or 12 songs for the new Fallstar album that I had written. I want to get to around 40 again so I can pick the best ones.
Yeah.
So they're sounding really cool. They're just crazy. I love like Limp Bizkit and Rage Against the Machine and like POD, those really simple heavy bands. But then I also love like Thrice and Brand New or Secret and Whisper. So there's a good mix of songs.
Yeah.
But actually what I'm working on now is I went through like a pretty decent season of like depression when my son was born. Like it was really tough for me. So I wrote a bunch of different style of music, like kind of like rock and roll, but
mm-hmm.
not super upbeat, like really melodic and stuff. So I actually wrote a whole album for that, and I'm releasing that under a new band that I'm starting. And then once I release that record this year, then I'm going to release the Fallstar one.
More Fallstar.
Yes.
Chris,
prolific. Yes. This
Come
guy's
on.
Doing everything.
You can take a day off, too. You don't even have to game that day. You guys can just take a day off.
That's true. Well, Chris,
I know you got to keep busy, though.
Thank you so much for taking time, man, and putting in all that hard work. It's been really great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for playing the song, and really appreciate the support. You guys are awesome to us.